Amen. How many are glad that he can turn it around?
Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Please turn it around. To our worship leader, Deacon Harris, and to our pastor, esteemed pastor of this church, the Reverend Darrell Armstrong, for the last 13 years. And we've been talking to each other for about 13 years for him to come to Hackensack, for me to come here, and here we are, 13 years later. And we're looking forward, I'm giving him a heads up now, we're looking forward to him coming next year at some time to Hackensack. Amen?
Amen.
Good to see you all. Good to be among friends. I have been here before. I was much younger under the pastor of Reverend Woodson. I was a young fellow. He invited me down here, and he was one of my heroes from years. Lord knows he was a preacher indeed. He really blessed my life. And Deacon Wormley, it's good to see you. Monica, good to see you. All right, good to see you. And not only was I a part of New Jersey Deacons, I was the first youth president. I couldn't get away. I was the first youth president. Well, I don't know, 30, 40, 50 years later, whatever, here I am. And we are grateful for this privilege. And I know so many people in New Jersey Deacons. Deacon Bonds from Bethany back in the day. And Deacon Yelverton, who's the national president from Friendship Church. The pastor just escaped me from where Granville Sewer was over there. He was kind of the mentor of the deacons. I can't think of his name right now. And then in our own church, Deacon James Dow was a part of the deacons union in the North Jersey. I don't think, you know, at that time I've been in the Bergen County area. So you might know some of those names. So I'm in a familiar place. I know many, many, many persons over the years that's been a blessing to my life. Amen. Sort of lost touch with the Deacons Union of North Jersey and of New Jersey, but I'm glad for this opportunity. And before I mess up, let me have my wife Barbara to stand. I'm honored also to have several of my ministers here. Would you stand as well, Reverend Hilton and Minister West? And why don't I just have all of Mount Olive to stand, all of Mount Olive, all of Mount Olive. Thank you very much. Thank you much for coming. Thank you. And of course, our choir and our musicians, we thank you so very much. Amen. The hour's late. I know you came from a march or a prayer meeting at the state capitol or whatever it was over there related to the school. And that's a good thing. And heard about what the NAACP is doing and whatever. And we're just honored to be here. So I was looking for Reverend Toby Sanders. Is he out there? He was up there in Hackensack not long ago. Told me he'd try to make it. But he's being honored today. So he's got to be over there. I can understand. Amen. The Word of God found in 1 Samuel. Beginning at verse 1, if it's your custom to stand, please feel free to do so. 1 Samuel. Now, the boy Samuel ministered to the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was rare in those days. And there was no widespread revelation. It came to pass at that time, while Eli was lying down in his place, and when his eyes had begun to grow so dim that he could not see, and before the lamp of the Lord went out in the tabernacle of the Lord, where the ark of the Lord was, and while Samuel was lying down, that the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, "Here am I." So he ran to Eli and said, "Here am I, for you calleth me." And he said, "I did not call thee, lie down." And he went and lay down. Then the Lord called again, "Samuel." So Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you calleth me." He answered, "I did not call you, my son, lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, nor was the word of the Lord yet revealed to him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. So he rose and went to Eli and said, "Here am I." "Well, you did call me." Then Eli perceived that the Lord had called the boy. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, "Go lie down, and it shall be, if he calls you, that you must say, 'Speak, Lord, your servant heareth.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. I want to talk about renew your yes. Renew your yes. I have a sneaky suspicion that somewhere along the line you said yes to the Lord. Long before you were a deacon, I hope you said yes. Long before you were a deaconess, I hope you said yes. And if you had not said yes long before you were a deacon, a deaconess, or a trustee, then I would have hoped that you would have said no. I'm not ready yet. In this text, you will remember the story of Hannah and Elkanah, and you'll remember that Elkanah had two wives, Peninnah and Hannah, and Peninnah could get pregnant. Elkanah could just look at her and she'd get pregnant. Hannah, on the other hand, had difficulty having a baby, so she went to the church, and you remember the story. She went, actually, it was Shiloh. She went to Shiloh. I know I'm in the right place. Because when you go to Shiloh and you pray, the Lord hears. And at Shiloh, she went to Shiloh Temple. Now, I don't think it was a Baptist church, but it was Shiloh. And because the other wife, Peninnah, was always messing with her. Always teasing her and taunting her because she couldn't get pregnant. So she took her burdens to the Lord. Now, some of us would have dealt with those burdens by ourselves. Another woman messing with you, the other wife, you would have said, "Lord, I got this." But she took her burdens to the Lord, to Shiloh, and talked to the Lord, and Reverend Eli was the pastor in charge. Now, Eli had two bad boys who were not very holy at all. But as it was, the Lord heard Hannah's prayer and gave her a son named Samuel. And she had promised the Lord, "If you will let me have a son so that I can shut up this other woman, I will give him back to you. I will lend him to you. And I will leave him in the temple." And as it was, so now Samuel is old enough, and she takes him to the temple and she leaves him there. And Samuel is, he's doing his supervised ministry at Shiloh Temple. He is an apprentice minister. He is under the work-study program of the local seminary in training with Reverend Dr. Eli. And as it was, Eli is an old man now. I didn't tell you that I remember Deacon Wormley when I was a boy. And he called me young today. So you know he's up there a little ways. He was a deacon when I was a boy. But Deke, you're still looking good. The Lord's been good to you. You look almost exactly, you walk a little slower, but you look the same as you did 30 or 40, almost 50 years ago. Thanks be to God. But Eli is the head preacher, the pastor of Shiloh, and he's old now. And young Samuel is a seminary upstart in training minister. And the text says, if you read that third chapter, it says that the word of the Lord was rare in those days. Now, you know, we got a lot of stuff going on in churches, but everything ain't the word of the Lord. We got a lot of entertainment going on. We got a lot of professionalism going on, but the word of the Lord can be rare in the church house. And it says, and there was no widespread revelation. In other words, every now and then, the word show up, but there was no widespread revelation. Amen? But this young Samuel, how many of you remember when you were young, first of all? Some of y'all still think you're young? I'm looking at this crowd. I know some of y'all since I was a boy. But when, you know, when you first said yes to the Lord, you were excited about being a deacon. You were excited about being a trustee. You were excited about being a deaconess. You couldn't wait to get your white hat and your red scarf. You couldn't wait to get your black tie and your black suit. You couldn't wait to be called somebody to lay hands on you who weren't smacking you. You couldn't wait to get your red tie so that you could do all of those things that deacons do. And now that you've been a deacon for a number of years, sometimes we can't find you when it's time to be a deacon. We can't find you when it's time to be a trustee. We can't find you when it's time to be. But look at some. Look at some. Sometimes, how many of you know? Sometimes you just get tired. You're a good man. You're a good woman. You just tired. Anybody here know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Yes. And
don't worry, I'm going to be short. Sometimes you just get tired. And you get tireder and tireder if the word of the Lord is missing. How many of you know that the word of the Lord, if the word of the Lord is preached to you, it can restore your joy. If the word of the Lord is preached, it can lift up bowed down head. If the word of the Lord is preached, it can dry the tears from your eye. If the word of the Lord is preached, it can give you new energy. Have you ever been to church and you were so tired? You just dragged yourself out there just like today, some of you. You just dragged yourself out there, but the Holy Spirit showed up on that Sunday, and before you know it, you forgot you were tired. You were giving praise. You were lifting hands. You were talking about how good the Lord is when the Holy Spirit shows up. Tell you something. I can remember when I was a young Samuel. Now I'm acting more like an old Eli. And let me tell you something else. It's I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's happening in the church. Where are the Samuels? Where are the young Samuels? I know we got some young Samuels in the pulpit. I know we got a lot of young preachers. We got a lot of young musicians. Well, where are the young deacons? How old you gotta be before you know the Lord? Do you have to be 40 before you can be a deacon? I just wonder, I sure like to welcome a few young deacons, a few. Now I'm looking at some of y'all out there who say, I'm young, I see you, but you ain't but two of you. Nothing wrong with my eye, I see you. And then the fact of the matter, you ain't that young either. But in this crowd, you young. Something wrong with the church of Jesus Christ if we cannot have some young Samuel, some people that's dedicated to the Lord. Before you get to be 50 years old, you still ought to be able to call on the name of the Lord. You ought to be able to be a deacon before it's time to retire, for God. sins? Who are you mentoring? Ain't it wrong with being an older deacon? But who are you mentoring? Who are you developing? Who's going to be there when you are retired, when you are dead and gone? Who's going to be the new ones? We need who are the young trustees? Who are the young deaconess? Do you have to have grace before you have any wisdom? I know some gray folk ain't got a lot of wisdom either. If we're going to serve this present age, we got to start looking. I know some of you say, I just think it's terrible. He up there, I'm faithful, I'm old, but where are the young people? That's my question, where are the young people? We need people to serve this present age. If the church is going to grow, we need people to serve. We don't misunderstand me. We can't throw out, nor would I ever want to throw out, wisdom in older people. But I'm saying to you, there must be, God still must be calling some younger people as well. Text says that Eli was old and could not see. That's what the text says in that third chapter. It says, Eli was lying down when his eyes had begun to grow dim and he could not see. How's your eyes? How's your, I'm not talking about just your physical eye. How's your spiritual eye? Isn't it possible that maybe there's some young man or some young woman out there that's just waiting to be asked to serve? And I know you said, yeah, but Pastor, what's wrong with your eyes? The same difference for me and for you. God is calling us to see. And it doesn't have to be 50 years old to serve. And in this generation, if you're 50 years old, for a 25-year-old, you're old. You don't speak the same language. You don't listen to the same music. You don't know anything about Twitter and all that other stuff that these young people are dealing with. And we need to be able to not just be an Eli. We need to open our eyes and see some young people who can be used by God to be deacons, deaconess, and trustees. And you don't have to say amen, because I know I'm right. Preach, Jackson. Preach. Because young people can see some stuff that you don't see. Samuel was able to, when he heard God speak, he didn't even understand that it was God. So he needed the wisdom of Eli so that Eli could tell him, boy, that's God speaking to you, not me. But on the other hand, Eli needed to hear Samuel so that he could be reminded that he had messed up in raising his voice. How many of you know every now and then you need the word? And sometimes young people will tell it more like a T.I. is every now and then. And Eli needed to hear from Samuel. And I got a feeling that some of us old cats, like me, you don't have to, I know you're not liking this. I'm going to stay right here. We need to hear a word from a young Samuel. And if all we can do is congratulate each other and a bunch of old men and old women, then we need to think again. Because the church will die right up under us. And I'm talking to my deacons too. I got to come out of town to tell them. Y'all didn't hear that. But here was that Eli was old and Samuel was a young man. But because of Samuel, Eli was able to renew his yes. And when you get tired and when you get worn out and when you get tired of dealing with pastors and when you get tired of dealing with the same old pastors, when you get tired of dealing with the same old situations in the church and you and everything seems like it's on your shoulders, you need to have a word from God so you can renew your yes. I said yes 50 years ago, but I need to renew it. I need a word that will lift up my spirit. And how many of you know music is good, but ain't nothing like the word. The word to renew my yes. I said yes to the Lord 50 years ago, but I ain't feeling it today. Tired of dealing with Negroes. Tired of dealing with boards. Tired of dealing with preachers and tired of dealing with pastors and tired of dealing with church folk. Everybody know what I'm talking about? I mean, I'm just keeping it real. I know you got your tie on, but every now and then, you and I, we get worn out. And then we act like we're too Christian to retire. Like the church is going to fall apart if you say no. In the world, we work for 20 years, we looking for retirement. In the church, can't nobody like a tree, I shall not. I know you didn't call me for this. It's one thing that if you're old and in your position, but you're willing to renew your yes. But what usually happens as we get old, we always renew our no. No! Don't need them drums. No! We don't need to be doing all that foreign mission stuff. No! We don't need to be getting involved downtown at any demonstration. No! We don't need to be fighting for no school. No! It's too much politics in the church. No! We don't need to be bothered with the health care plan. No! And if that's you, you need to renew your yes. You need to sing that song, Take Me Back, to the place where I first knew him. How far back do I have to go? Way back! Because you need to renew your yes! Yes to your will! Yes to your way! Whatever you want me to do, Lord! Wherever you want me to go, I'll pay the price! Whatever you want me to do, Lord Jesus! Renew my spirit! Renew my fire! Renew my energy! I'm old, but my mind's still made up that I'll serve the Lord until I die! Eli. Before Samuel came along, Eli. Sometimes, how many of you know sometimes you can be too friendly with your peers, and you just go along to whatever they say. Even though, you know, the good old boy syndrome. Don't look at me like that. The girls got the same thing. The good old girl syndrome, just whatever they say. You've been around for 100 years, but you can be wrong. That's why you need a Samuel. Eli. He had two bad boys. He was a good priest. He was not a bad man. He was a good priest, but he was a lousy father. And you might be a great mother or a great father, but I know one thing, you got some weaknesses. I got some weaknesses. And you don't need somebody to go around to congratulate you on your weakness. You're my buddy. Hey, bro. You need a young Eli that'll call you on your stuff. You need a young Samuel that'll call you on your stuff. And if all your guys around you and all your gals are your bo-coon friends, y'all in the same boat going wherever you're going. So, when the Lord spoke to Samuel, and Eli had to good sense to say, now whatever the Lord tells you, you make sure you tell me exactly what he said. Exactly what he said. And thanks be to God, Eli was able to see his own mistake and change his ways. I don't know how old he was, but he was an old, almost blind preacher, but had the good sense to listen to a young seminary who knew the Lord and was able to say yes when he was a senior citizen. Can you? Can I? I know you're looking for a shout. That's it. I know you're looking for a whoop. That's it. But if you can think about it, that is shouting material right there. If you've been setting your ways, and if you haven't said yes to God in a long time, and the word is preached, and the Lord touched your mind and changed your vision, and you were able to say, yes, Lord, I'm going to renew my yes. I'm going back. I'm not going to be an old grouch anymore. I'm going back. I'm going to teach Sunday school. I'm going to prayer meeting. I'm going to be in worship. You're not going to have to beg me to come to deacon meeting. You're not going to have to beg me to come to choir meeting. I'm going to renew my yes. 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 To your will. Yes. To your way. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. Too many of us. Too many of our churches. Too many of our churches. We might say yes to a sermon. What about the prayer meeting? I know you got the title now. I'm Deke. I'm Rev. What about the Bible class? What about the deacon board meeting? What about going to the hospital? What about visiting the sick every now and then? I mean, I got my badge. I got a free parking space at the hospital because I'm deep. I just don't use it. Renew me, Lord. Renew me. Take me back to what I used to be. I'm an Eli, but make me Samuel again. Make me an old Samuel with a refreshed mind and a refreshed spirit. That I will do what I used to do. I'll go where you want me to go. I'll say what you want me to say. I'll be what you want me to be. Renew your yes. Amen.
Everyone standing to their feet. In the name of Jesus.